Geography. Free space for geography. Extending teaching and learning methods beyond the boundaries of campus.
Did you hear about Frontline?
Well, Frontline is camping
with Frontline.
Frontline, by the way, has outstanding productions.
Geography Frontline.
Hey, Frontliners, how's it going? It's close to Christmas Eve and I'm slowly getting into the mood this year. At least I'm trying. Because as you might know, I'm living in Austin right now and Texas Christmas, it doesn't really fit for me. So I need some snow. And Texas Christmas, yeah, as I said, yeah. You know what? I heard that guy ringing his little bell in front of Walgreens drugstore. And I heard that it was about 3 weeks ago or so. And I didn't get the point. He was standing there and doing a ding, 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 ding. And so later, back home, I realized that he probably tried to raise some charity money, right? To make some use of the Christmas spirit. But that's really hard with about 80 degrees, which would be around... It would be around 20 degrees Celsius in speaking Celsius. That's when you're running around in a t-shirt and some shorts. Yeah, it's not Christmas for me, really. But yeah, at least cooled down a little. So that's nice. So do we need snow to get into the Christmas mood? This would be an interesting question for human geographers, right? But today, we'll not talk about the content from episode 113, but have somewhat a special episode in regard to the season. But we'll stick with the geography when we discuss today's topic, a place for Christmas.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
A horse was made and led.
Why wasn't I
sport? We ran into a drifted bank and there we got upset.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Hey, frontliners, join the chorus.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse.
Now, these guys are crazy,
sleigh.
Right?
Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Good lord, that sucked.
Jingle bells, yeah. This was Rogic Podcast Conglomerate. Yeah, to kick off the show with their version of Jingle Bells. No album, no iTunes appearance, just find it on the Podsafe Music Network on music.mevio.com or go to their website on www.rogic.com. Well, a few quick words on last episode's topics. We talked about yarn bombing in episode 113 of Geography Frontline, and there's quite some feedback on that. That's wonderful, and I would like to give every frontliner an additional chance to dig a little deeper and comment on yarn bombing and, on graffiti as well. As I said last show, I would really like to bring these two topics together and talk a little more about graffiti. If you take a look at the Facebook page of Frontline, that would be facebook.com/geography, you can take a look at the posts, the most recent posts, like the one from Malte about Lego artists. That's really worth a look, and we should collect more of these great ideas of public art. So, for all of you who didn't make it to post a comment or participate in last episode's quick vote, you still have some days left to go. Yeah. You can find a direct link to the quick vote, by the way, on Facebook or on last week's episode page at geography.com, there in the subsection Frontline. And besides having more time to send in your comments, I just wanted to talk about Christmas from some geographical points of view. To do that, I decided to go for a different kind of setup for the show. So I decided to do some research about geography and Christmas and found some really interesting articles I would like to share with you. I'll present them in single sections, just read a little from the text and then give you my thoughts on them. And so you can, as always, send in your feedback about it. Now send it to comment@geography.com, pretty easy, and post something about Christmas and geography on our Facebook wall, or leave a comment on the Frontline voicemail on Skype. That would be amazing. Some voicemail feedback coming in. Skype name, by the way, the Skype name is Geography. And yeah, before I forget it, one more thing. If you should find really good journal articles about Christmas, send in your search results, and we could I'll use this Christmas topic as kind of a test drive for our research skills. Can someone find, let's say, well, 3 articles on Christmas? What about 5? What about 10 journal articles on Christmas? And then can they all be linked to geographical topics? If you just sit down for some time during that endless period of silence between Christmas and New Year's Eve, you should really end up with somewhat of a confident feeling that 2012 you will have no problems putting together a bibliography about any geographical topic if you do that on Christmas and try to put something together about, don't know, 3, 5, 10 journal articles about that. Would be amazing. And send your list to comment@geography.com, and in January we'll hear about the best results and the most interesting articles, and maybe we have some new topics to talk about. Yeah. Okay. And one last thing. What would Christmas be, or a Christmas episode of Geography Frontline, without lots of music? So let's just bring up the second song for today. This one is an all-time classic that I would like to dedicate to a student of mine, actually, who was begging a DJ in London to play this song as he crashed a Portuguese wedding party during our field trip. No kidding. And the DJ, hey, by the way, he wasn't really laughing. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, Daryl Smith from the album Ordinary Christmas. You find that on the Podsafe Music Network on music.mevio.com, or you can go to the iTunes store. I put the link to the iTunes version in the US store into the show notes, and the one of the German store as well. So the first journal article I would like to talk about is from Tim Adensor and Steve Millington, published in 2009 in issue 43 of the journal Sociology. It's titled Illuminations, Class Identities and the Contested Landscapes of Christmas. Huh. I'm going to read a little into it and let's hear what this is all about. The Globalization of Christmas as a dynamic, syncretic, modern form allows for enormous local variations. In the last two decades, illuminating the outside of a house with multicolored lights has become a popular British Christmas practice, whereas in the US, these illuminations typically cover large middle-class dwellings. In Britain, they have been largely adopted with working-class neighborhoods, producing a particular geography of Christmas illumination. You hear that? A particular geography of Christmas illumination. Wow. While modest, chic white and blue lighting illuminates middle-class housing areas, more colorful extravaganzas pervade working-class residential districts. Mm-hmm. Such displays contain various elements, festive inscriptions or traditional Christmas iconography, including holly, Christmas trees, Father Christmas, stars, sleighs, snowmen, bells and parcels. Depictions of toy trains, ladders, helicopters, aeroplanes, hot air balloons and teddy bears, large inflatables and flashing lights, and pulsing rope lines. Usually installed from late November or early December, displays remain installed until mid-January and have transformed the British urban nightscape, causing much controversy. Well, that sounds interesting, right? There's more than one aspect that jumps at us if we read this passage geographically. What about local variations in a globalized Christmas world? Do you know theories that would fit to this image, to that local variations in a globalized world? I'm thinking about the possibility to spot global issues in a local environment, right? And Christmas is a perfect example for that. So if you are asked about giving a local or regional example of globalization, here we go. And just a quick add-on, when we read about British Christmas practices, it's the term practice that should be of interest for you. Practice theory. Ever heard of that? That's something you might stumble over in class or while listening to talks. Look up the term, yeah, and don't read it over. That's pretty important. And then there is a passage where it said, producing a particular geography of Christmas illuminations. So there is a geography of illumination? Interesting, right? Perhaps someone should look into that and explain to us what is meant here. I don't know. And that the lights are installed from late November or early December might be something unusual for you, depending on where you live and how you celebrate Christmas. That's the same, by the way, with Christmas trees, really. Like here in Austin, we put up the tree after Thanksgiving and have it in our homes until early January. And in Germany, for example, especially children, they don't get to see the tree before Christmas Eve, 24th of December. Huh? Yeah, so that's totally different, a different custom. And the last comment about this first few paragraphs in this journal article, I've never heard of an urban nightscape. Huh, this might be worth a second look. So, here we go. There was quite some feedback on the Facebook wall this week. So, let's talk about that for a second on Frontline on Facebook. This section gives you more of an update this week than a summary of what was posted on the Facebook wall of Geography Frontline. As I said, there were some posts on different topics, and one thing that really worked was the posting of the sound riddle. Really, with one click, you can listen to the current sound riddle of the current episode of Frontline and immediately post your guess on the wall. Pretty simple, huh? So in comparison to the November and early December episodes of Frontline, where we got almost no feedback on the What's That Sound section of the show, this week alone, this week produced 3 comments on our Facebook wall. And that's amazing. And as you know, because this episode doesn't deal with our ongoing topics right now, this episode 114, the sound riddle of episode 113 is still active. So please feel free to post your own guess, or just send in your guesses to comment@geography.com. And and what works for the sound riddle on our Facebook wall seems to work for the quick vote too. So Leon was asking, can I appear in your quick votes just by using Facebook? I'm quite active on Facebook, but nowhere else. Yeah, sure you can. I will continue to post the direct links to our surveys. And if I should ever forget that, please just post it on the wall, and I'm trying to do that as fast as I can, or as quick as I can. And so I will continue to post it. And so all frontliners that use Facebook can access the voting without surfing to geography.com and having a look at the show notes of the current episodes. All right. So, as promised, another piece of music to get us into the Christmas mood. After all, we'll talk about a place for Christmas. But right now, lean back, enjoy the Hollywood Drunks with their version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and perhaps you want to go for a frozen margarita for this one.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, lots of fools will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, lots of fools will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shiny star upon the highest bough.
Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. The Hollywood Drunks from their album Hollywood Drunks Christmas from the Podsafe Music Network. You can find that on music.mevio.com or download the album. The links to the US and the German version are both in the show notes. So, besides the illumination of the British nightscape, there are more articles that deal with Christmas in a geographical kind of way. And this one is from Patrick McGreevy, published in 1990. Hey, 21, almost 22 years old. Was published in the Geographical Review, Volume 80, Issue 1, and it's titled Place in the American Christmas. Wow! If that doesn't sound geographical, right? So, the bibliographic information of the article. You can find them in the show notes, and if you want to read it yourself, just feel free to do a search for that. And here's some lines from the text, and I'm curious what you think of it. And each year, in late November or early December, the overwhelming majority of Americans begin making preparations for the most important festival. Considering the amounts of money, time, and feeling devoted to it, Christmas obviously has a crucial role in American culture. Only at Christmas is there an entire season of festivity. The power of both the marketplace and the family is mobilized to support the celebration. Christmas is more meaningful to Americans than any other seasonal event. What is most striking from a geographical perspective is the extent to which people transform the landscape at Christmas. Hey, transform the landscape. Do you hear that? Visiting almost any American village, town, or city at Christmas, one cannot help but notice how the community is given over to the festival. Colored lights, evergreens, a variety of religious and secular ornaments decorate civic sites, shopping districts, and private homes. Most scholars who have commented on the social and cultural meaning of Christmas have interpreted the festival as an interlude, a special time set, apart from the rest of the year, like Barnett in 1954. But the attention given to composite landscapes and individual dwellings suggests that place, as well as time, is important to the celebration. By definition, Christmas is a season, right? But as a festival, it has a certain locus. To borrow a phrase from Peter Jackson from 1988, it literally takes place. Almost any celebrant of this festival, if asked where it should take place, would respond that ideally, Christmas should be celebrated at home. The place of Christmas is thus not merely incidental to the celebration, it's crucial. Well, so late November to early December. That's the time frame we already heard about, right? But when he's talking about American culture, we are confronted with a term not so easy to define. So like space or place or identity, culture is something defined in various ways. Always be sure to know the texts and authors you refer to when you yourself use such a term. One thing is almost missed in the first paragraph is the mentioning of the marketplace. Did you hear that? The power of both the marketplace and the family is mobilized to support the celebration. Yeah, the power of the marketplace. This sounds extremely interesting for economic geography to me. And if we would think about, let's say, supply chains. What else? Production sites, seasonal jobs, like putting on a red coat and a white beard. sustainability of things like the Christmas tree with a question about plastic versus wood and so on. So it's kind of a bummer that the author goes on focusing more on place than on economic issues. But hey, frontliners, perhaps you can find some good materials concerning the economic impact of Christmas for the world markets and local economy. And I would really love to hear about that. And there must be some research on it, right? This could be a nice starting point for your bibliography, remember? Just a thought. So place. Place is the big thing here. Christmas is taking place. Christmas is taking place. A good thought, if you ask me. And with a link to the home that's given in the text, this Christian tradition gets kind of localized. Yeah. But what does home mean? This is more than just at home, right? It means home. The word home contains more than just some geo-coordinates. There are also social and individual aspects to the word, and yeah, same thing like the term culture, not so easy to define. But here's a thought for you. If Christmas has to be celebrated at home, does it also represent home in a way? Could Christmas kind of intensify the experience of home? Be something like the ultimate home? Well, I think I'd just leave you with that last comment hanging over your heads as you prepare for a wonderful Christmas time, frontliners. Have a great holiday. Send in your comments via email, voicemail, or post it on the Facebook wall. And perhaps you would like to let us know about your New Year's resolutions? I myself would definitely include produce more frontline episodes. Yeah, talk to you next year, frontliners, and try to remember, the network is us.